views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show. If you're new to my show, I say hello and we send you much love. This show is very much about, I have a passion in my heart to shine light out there where we need it, to send out hope and encouragement when we feel pain or we're hurt by something or we just feel drained by life. I mean, that is what I want to give you. I'm Dr. Jen. What I focus on when anything happens is an energetic approach, because that is where everything begins. Everything begins with energy. Now, it's been an interesting couple of weeks recently, and from emails I receive or clients I've been talking to, there's a common denominator that I'm seeing with the energy of what we're feeling in April. And April is about really moving forward. It's time to just go. Let's do it. And sometimes that causes people to stop and freeze. They almost feel like, well, wait a minute, I don't know. It's a month of feeling a bit out of the comfort zone because we're moving forward into something new. And there's been surprises. It's really been fascinating. I was led by spirit. As I've said before in my shows, I always meditate, connect, and then I just allow that connection to my higher self and angels to tell me what we need to talk about now. What do we need to put out there for you to hear? What is it that you need? And it was this show about what we're doing. It's about rejuvenating that spirit, thriving. And with help from the angels, we can do that, not just with the angels, but they're there to help us when we feel like we need somebody to help hold us up. Absolutely. That's what they're there for. They help us. And, you know, this is about when you're overwhelmed, feeling highly sensitive. Maybe you're highly sensitive in some areas of your life and you're just fine with others. And somebody else might be sensitive in a different area. This is the unique part of us that's different, but we're the same. We all feel things. We all do. Even if you're disconnecting, that's a choice to disconnect, so you're not feeling. But there's a drain when we don't allow things to process. It can drain your spirit. It can kind of numb things out. I've had people tell me they go so numb they don't even know if they can cry or if they can even dream anymore. That's a lot of numbing. It is, because we can process things through our dreams and we release and heal. We're releasing things that need to move on through our tears even. That's men or women. That's everybody. Everybody's born with tear ducts. They're not just there. You know, life doesn't have to be a draining experience. And what I have grown to do, and I'm telling you, I've had plenty of experience in feeling that challenge, being empathic, intuitive, having everything connected as a child, just feeling all of life. It was very, very highly sensitive. I mean, I had it all going on. That doesn't go away. It's not gone. But I've learned how to go straight to the energy of it, to the root cause of it, whether it's something that's hurt my feelings or something that has attacked, you know, maybe somebody just got upset with me or something, or maybe misunderstood anything, or maybe it's a physical something going on that is trying to get my attention. That's what we want to do during this show today. And we have the lines. We always have the lines open for you if you want to call in, if you have a question about this. 1-800-930-2819. We are working with intuitive messages with the angels today for the callers that call in. We're also working on intuitive angel messages for everybody. So that doesn't matter whether we have anybody call in or not. I also have, because people sometimes email or listen afterwards, so you're not actually able to call in live. I get a lot of that after the show when people are listening to the archive. We also have, if you're on a computer, I have the instant feedback window open over at transformationtalkradio.com. It's right there down the right-hand column. You'll just look for that instant feedback box and you can type your question in. It'll pop right up in front of me right here and we can go that way. Some of you are out in your cars listening to this right now, and so that's why we have all these different ways that you can connect. It's not that I can't because I'm driving, or I can't because of this or that. If you have a question, write me later, we'll answer it on the next show. If there's calls, if there's anything that comes in after the show, if you've listened to the podcast, absolutely, you know, write to me over at jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. Just write me over there. You'll see a little contact us, and we'll address those when we come back. One of the most popular things that happens is after the fact, you've got a question that you thought of. You know, like, oh, you know, I wished I had asked that. Well, I want you to feel like there's never a too late for that. Never. I'm here to help you. That's what this show's about. This show is here to help you. It's talk radio. So let's talk about what's going on and find solutions that can help you. I've had some experiences that I'll share with you. We went through a few things this week. My co-host Emmy is a bit sad right now. She had to say goodbye to a good friend. And the friend have just moved to a different neighborhood, one of her dog friends. And I'm writing a post and putting some pictures up because it's really a beautiful thing that they have. But, you know, we still walk by, and Emmy does that everywhere. We walk through the neighborhood. She has so many friends. I mean, there's some that moved 2 years ago, and she still stops at their house to look for them. She'll do this probably for the rest of her life. And now she stops at this one. So our walks get longer and longer because she has so many, and she stops and sees them. Whether it's a cat, another dog, or a person, she remembers you. And when I see that, it tells me that, you know, we can be that way too. We can learn from what she's doing. She holds you dear to her heart. I mean, he says it's just this love that's there, and it's really beautiful. For me, it is. It's a very, very touching thing to see, and it reminds me of how, you know, people come and go out of our lives. People will come in and stay, but you can always still feel that connection and feel that love and wish them well, because I don't think everybody is supposed to stay forever in your life. We have different journeys that will cross paths, and then we move on in different directions, and be happy for someone that's doing well. Be happy for that, because when you're happy for someone else doing well, you're going to bring that energy back into your own life. Be happy for someone else, and then that happiness will come back to you in the way that will be right for you. There is no competition out there. I still see a lot of that in the mindset out there. I am coming from a spiritual energetic approach here, and I see that there's still this need to feel that you have to take it, or you have to force it, or you don't feel like if you don't fight for your peace that you won't get yours. And I don't think I'll ever understand that, but at the same time, I remember growing up in that. So I do understand where and why people think that way. I'm just here to offer an option. I certainly up to you what you want to choose on that. But once I released all that for myself personally, my life really changed. It felt so much lighter. I could just move on and thrive in what's right for me. When I'm doing that, now I'm shining and I'm able to give other people that when I'm happier and with what's best for me. And that's what I'm sharing with you. Same thing for you. You do that, you're going to be able to give so much more. Stay with us. We are talking about rejuvenating your spirit and thriving with the angels. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And we are back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we're talking about rejuvenating your spirit and thriving with the help of the angels today. And one of the things that we want to start with is, as I said at the beginning, the energy of the month of April, what we are in right now. It feels like it is just pushing us forward much faster than we want to go. It can feel a little uncomfortable, and I want to explain that a little bit. So you can ease into this and not bottle up in the fear of a lot of things changing. When we ask for help, and this is what people may or may not realize, they'll ask for help, and they'll start to make those changes, and then things seem to be more intensified than they were before we asked. For example, let's talk about a health issue. And this one, boy, is this one coming up a lot. I'm working up a show specifically for this, but IBS, oh my goodness, that seems to be hitting everybody. Everybody's feeling a lot of things with that. That makes sense to me with the energy that we're feeling right now about moving forward, because that is part of the chakra system in the third chakra, where we just feel like we're losing control of where it's going, or we don't know which way we're going. And it kind of conjures up this fear inside, like, wait, I don't know. I'm uncomfortable. It doesn't feel familiar. And it will manifest a lot of times in that digestive system. And so that's just an example. A lot of people are feeling that. That one seems to be very common. They have things that are just coming to the surface. If there was an issue, it's time to release the things. Let me put it this way. It's time to release things that need to be healed, need to be let go of. Say you have an issue with communication, or, you know, people misunderstanding you. And I have experienced that. Wow. That was one that I had to learn back in the day. And I know what my intention was, and then it would be completely taken out, totally off in left field. Like, whoa, that's not what I meant, you know? And I found that I was just so shocked. I would feel very attacked by it. Like, what in the world just happened? It would stun me. And this was something even as a child, I mean, I had this. This was one of my ones I really needed to learn in life. And so communication was something that I really wanted to heal. I used to have all kinds of throat problems. I used to have all kinds of things with, infections and sickness and all that around the fifth chakra, which is right in your throat, which is all about communication. So, see, my body was telling me this. And these are things that we just don't realize is a clear sign, like, okay, this is the energy of it. This is what we're dealing with. So this is what we want to heal. And so when I started working with angels, that's when it really started to shift for me. I started becoming aware that, wait a minute, you know, I'm expecting them to misunderstand me. So that was the energy I was putting out. So then they did. I started to move past that, heal that, work with that, and then you feel like you're on track. I know there's people out there hearing this and understanding where I'm coming from, because they feel very frustrated sometimes when they start working on things energetically, because, whoa, that just feels like it smacked me again. So here I am working on this. I'm starting to get the message. I'm starting to comprehend it at a higher frequency level. I'm really starting to release this. Well, as you do that, it does come up to the surface to be completely released. So it may have been stuffed down a bit, hidden, you know, we're holding it. And then as it's coming up and out, it feels a little more intense as it's coming out, just like a storm passing through. I call it the storm that comes through the body, and you feel it in your own galaxy, so to speak. And then the storm passes and you don't feel it anymore. It's gone. And that's exactly what will happen every single time. You know, it'll feel intense and then it's gone. What you want to do is just find a way, whether it's making a note for yourself or finding a way to, okay, here comes that storm. I know I'm going to be fine. I know it's going to be great after it's over. And boom, that's all you got to do. And that's all you've got to, that's all you have to do. You just are like, oh, okay, I got it. Knowing that you have the ability to see it in an objective view, like, all right, I'm feeling this. This is, wow, okay, I'm in the midst of this thing. I'm feeling this. And then just go into a mode where you just watch it pass through, because it will pass through. It will. I've had my share of them. I have, and I share every bit of my heart with you on that. I, as an empath and very highly sensitive person, knows how things can feel when you are like that. And the last thing I would want to do is be the cause of somebody hurting, you know. But at the same time, I cannot control how they respond or react. I can control how I respond and react. And I share that with you. So the energy of April, back to that, the energy of April is pushing us out of the comfort zone in a much faster speed for us to, okay, here we go, let's just do this. And the beauty of it is you are in a zone where you don't really know what the next step is because you're learning to trust and connect spiritually. We could analyze and work with our logical left brain mind every day, and I don't say stop doing that. But when you cannot find the answers that way, and you will be going through that. Everybody is. We're all going through that. We can't reason it out anymore. It's becoming interesting trying to reason things like that. There's still people really wanting to do that. And you can do that. I'm not saying don't. But when it's just not bringing you anywhere but running around in circles, you need to move over and look at this energetically or from a spiritual angle or connect into that part of you deep inside that just knows there's got to be more to this. There's got to be more to this. And ask that for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Just ask that. Just claim that part of you that really is the spark of what we all are coming from and ask, what can I do to move past this? And allow it to show you a new way, a new approach, allowing new relationships to come in, allowing some to go away. When it's draining you, why is it draining you? Why are you always finding yourself getting sick? Why do you feel like you're always having to recover from something? Obviously, you're in something that is just no longer lifting you, whatever that may be. And sometimes we feel like it's our jobs or our relationships. Instead of looking outside of yourself, look at the energy of what you believe in your environment. Do you believe, okay, this is going to drain me? Or this is what's affecting me. Take it from being outside of yourself and bring it back in. Just bring it back in and rope it back in and go looking right at it and go, all right, what can I do to change this? Because sometimes we feel like, well, I can't just quit my job or I can't just leave this relationship. You may not have to. Maybe you just need to change the energy you're putting out and projecting that will change what's coming back to you. So don't make any big major decisions and make it about somebody else's fault. Bring it back in and start shifting where you are believing it to be already a disaster or already this or already that. I mean, where are you pessimistic? Where are you optimistic? Which list is longer over there? Which list is longer? Look at that. This is big. You have so much to look forward to when you just start allowing things to drop off or let go when you have when you really go and look at it head on. Don't be afraid of change. Don't be afraid of it shifting because it's going to anyway. It's going to anyway because that's what life does. It moves forward. It's not intended to stay stagnant, stay the same forever. It shifts. And, you know, Emmy with her friend, you know, that was exactly an example of that. Her friend, we call Granny Ruby because she's 11 years old. And she has a few things going on and she has a beautiful mom there, human mom, and just a beautiful spirit dog. And the way that dog hovered over Emmy was like that was her baby. And so they were really beautiful to watch. It's hard to even talk about that without tearing up. But, you know, that's a good example of what we have to sometimes just let go of. Yes, they had to move. They needed to. It was better for them. We're happy for them. Of course, we miss the way it was, but we have to also embrace the way it is now. And that's, you know, that was a real simple example. But, you know, we do that about all of life. We do that about everything. And if you're going through a health challenge, I'm telling you, look at the energetic issue. What are, you know, are you fretting? Are you constantly in a state of chaotic energy? Okay. When we come back, we have a caller on hold. We're going to get to the caller. And I also noticed over in the feedback window, it looked like somebody was trying to send in a message, but I'm not seeing the message. I'm just seeing anonymous and nowhere. Maybe that's all they put. But I, you know, try again. I don't know if it came through or didn't come through. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We will be right back after the break.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And today we're talking about the rejuvenating your spirit and thriving with the help of the angels. And we are taking calls for intuitive angel reads about this topic because we want to help you move forward in April. And I believe, Brian, you said we have a caller holding, Shadana from Virginia Beach. Let's bring her on.
Yes, we do. Let's bring her on right now.
Okay.
Hi, neighbor.
Hello, Shadana. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Okay. You sound a little overwhelmed.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me a little bit better?
Yeah, you sound... Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded a little bit like, ah. Okay. So what's going on? What do you got going on?
I'm so glad we're talking about this today. Okay, so we've talked before about how I personally, I'm a creature of habit, and I kind of tend to do things the way I've always done them or the way I think, you know, it's mm-hmm. supposed to be done.
Right.
I'm glad you're talking about this because my focus this year is about living my best life, and my biggest struggles are with weight and with money, finances, because I'm always doing the same things. So I wanted to know a different way I can approach, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm glad you talked about energetically how that affects you physically, because maybe I'm looking at these the wrong way. Maybe I need to look at them differently.
Well, you know what? Yeah, this is a good one for you. Boy, you just gave me like three different show topics right there. But because it's like it's a lot, and I'm actually writing one up with this, actually working on a writing a book about some of this, because here is the thing. Finances is an energy. It's a relationship energy. The energy of money is actually very in sync with relationship energy.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
It is. So then you said you had the weight. You're a creature of habit. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking about being out of that box, being okay with not knowing is the first step.
Well, right.
Okay. Because, you know, creature of habit is they like being in the comfort zone. They just like knowing, and it's autopilot. And we just do this every day this way. Right?
Exactly. Yes.
Right. What this energy is doing, and you're feeling it. That's what we've been talking about. This is taking that comfort zone, taking that creature of habit mentality or that autopilot or this is what I do every day, bringing it into it's more spontaneous. It's more in the moment, in the now. It's, you know what? I'm going to do it different this today. And for some people that really have a hard time with this, it may just be taking a different route to work. It may be mm-hmm. going to a new grocery store or anything, just trying something different. I do this when I want to bust up monotonous energy. I obviously do it in a creative form. So here again, just to give you an example, my husband's looking at me like, you got to be kidding me. I said, I want you to go to the hardware store with me because I need a big bag of cement. I need peat moss, and I need the perlite that goes in. He goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm making garden sculptures. And he goes, what? I've never made I've sculpted in clay, but you know, these are things I've never done before, and that's what I'll do. I'll get so excited and it just lifts me and brings my energy up. Now, that's a way to get out of the habit thing. On the focusing, you're focusing on your best life. Weight is really, it's more of a how we're hiding ourselves. We
mm-hmm.
hide behind it.
You're absolutely right. Yeah,
we hide behind it. We do. We
yeah.
do. And this is what I'm working on is I very much love when I feel like I'm struggling with something is I go to my higher self connection and I use the I am, because that I am is claiming who's in charge here, because I don't want the insecurity of the ego and all the issues to pop up and start helping me make decisions. No. We've done that already. I don't want to do that again.
Right.
So So you're claiming I am healthy. I am the perfect weight. I am financially healthy. That's two right there. And just claiming it, even though you're going, That's it. You'd be surprised. You would really be surprised what will happen. It will start to show you that. And I had somebody doing this with a health issue, and I'm not kidding you. It didn't take very long, just a couple of weeks. They were saying, I am. And then they said, wait a minute. I just don't want to feel like this anymore. They realized that what they were tolerating before, they couldn't see before, is just not acceptable for where they are in life anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what motivates you to change it.
Okay.
It's huge. So take one or the other, or, I mean, I am the perfect. And you know what? I mean, you know what I've started doing? And I'm just, I call it the I Am Healthy Project, and I'm writing a thing on this. That's what I'm calling it.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to even put like where I've got the, I have all of the things we're doing with intuitive painting, you know, that I'm working to get a whole page up on the website, but I'm also going to put a whole thing section up on this too. But it's the I Am and how we're applying it to our life. And something I started recently was, now here we get into the, you know, into our 40s, 50s, and all that good stuff. And, you know, for us women, we're told, oh, you're going to just start getting thicker around the middle, right?
Right.
I said, I don't think so.
Not for me.
I went, that's not acceptable to me just because you're telling me that right. That's going to happen to me. So I started claiming differently that every time I eat something, it's going to melt away. Everything around the waistline. And I'm not kidding you, it started doing that.
Okay.
And I thought, this is an energy. Now, everybody's got different things going on. If you have a thyroid, you have an issue, or you have all this stuff, what is going on with that you feel like you need it? You know, that's the belief. So I'm challenging all these things that I was taught to believe with my I Am and saying, you know what, you're in charge. Let me know if there's, you know, because that's where miracles are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I said a lot. So are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm processing because this makes sense to me, because when I did put on the weight, I went through a phase where I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to date. I didn't want people looking at me. I didn't want to be that attractive. I kind of just wanted to fade it back. So that makes sense, what you're saying. And now I'm trying to change that. So I have to change my attitude about where I am right now. So those affirmations definitely will help. I will try those.
Yeah, you're claiming it. You're claiming that it's going to be different now. Because what you feel and what you live right now in your physical experience is what you were feeling like yesterday, so to speak. And you have to change it in the mindset for it to start to manifest physically. And, you know, this is one of those things, you know, we hear about it and people get very frustrated with it. They're like, well, I'm saying blah, 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 blah. But if you're not believing it, it's going to stay the way it was. It just cancels it right out.
Yeah.
So you look to find a way to come out of your habit thing, like changing it up. And then you're just going to claim the way it's going to be now. You're putting somebody else in charge. You're putting it. You're putting that higher self in charge that knows the best way for you, that knows the best life that you're trying to claim right now. You get to the point where you get so excited. When you have that happy energy, you become more motivated. It lifts you. You have more energy. It increases the metabolism. Now you have the energy to just get more active, and then it starts this whole ball rolling forward.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to just stay with it. Put your reminders up. And when you find yourself going in the opposite direction, just stop right there and go, we're not doing it that way anymore. I say that to myself all the time.
I
do this
every
day. And it's really amazing what now I'm going to make hyper tufa statues in the garden. I'm like, whoa. You know? So it's great. So I'm glad you called in, because that's right in line with what we're talking about with, you know, and how you can apply it. And there's so much information in there. You could take each little section and it be something different And you can continually add on to that and continually improve different aspects of life.
And like,
so you're wanting to claim I am financially healthy too.
I wanted to say to you, thank you so much for just the work that you do in general and sharing your gift, because you do it with so much love, and I love that you teach us so that we're not reliant on someone else. It really helps so much, and I just wanted to thank you so much. I appreciate
thank you.
Thank you
very much. And we are going to break. That was quick. Thank you so much, Shadonna, and be well. Power on. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
And we're back from break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And to wrap this show up, we've been talking about the rejuvenating of your spirit and thriving with angels, the help of angels. And I want to deliver that message to you. Right now, the angels want to bring you a message for everyone. Now, we've gone over a few things today, and then we had some great topics that came up with the caller recently. And rejuvenating your spirit, rejuvenating and thriving. What the angels brought to me when we wanted to do this show, and I say we because I feel like it's a teamwork effort that I'm doing with them, they bring me so much excitement. I feel that I just feel like I'm 10 years old sometimes, you know, that youthful, thriving excitement about just diving in and not being afraid. They bring that to me. I want you to know that they can bring that to you. They want me to tell you that. Ask them. When you just feel like, okay, I'm hearing what she says, I've got to change this, I've got to be more blah, blah, blah. When you feel like you're just having a hard time getting there, you feel too sluggish, you feel that drain, ask them to melt that away. What's so heavy that's dragging you down? Just ask them to help lift it, help you carry that off. And it isn't about relying on them. And I love that the caller, Shadana, brought that up about relying on yourself, you know, not just being dependent on somebody. Angels are there to help guide us so that we can thrive and know that we can do it. Absolutely. It isn't about relying on them to just fix it for you. They're going to help you help you. They're going to help you help yourself. And that's what I'm very passionate about. I feel alive, excited, happy when my heart is so open and I just want to passionately give that to you. Sometimes I just have to calm down because I'm like going to bump everything in here. I mean, right now I just feel like I could bounce around because I just feel that energy. And I'm putting that energy intention out there to everybody listening to this show today because you need to pick me up. You need to know it's okay to not know exactly what to do in the next step yet. That's where it helps you learn how to trust your guidance that comes in. It helps you learn something new. Something new is a live energy. It is not stagnant. It helps fuel you into tomorrow. So know that when you don't know what the next step is, it's okay. It's okay. You're going to be fine. You just have to know that you can trust your intuition. Biggest thing what I find here is that people don't trust that intuition. They just don't trust anything about themselves. When you don't know, it's going to force you to go into this place where you have to tune inward. And that's what these energies are doing right now. You know, the energy, the spiritual energy is here to really help us accelerate quickly. It's really an opportunity that you just don't see come around all the time. But this is an opportunity to really take this and move forward and just really go quickly. And that I see happening. It's going to really show you clearly, wow, I'm just not okay with that anymore. That's what it's going to feel like when it starts shifting inside. You're going to find that you just don't tolerate it anymore. You just don't want that for yourself. If it's the weight, okay, that's it. No more tolerating this. You're going to have that inspiration and that energy to just, I'm done with this, no more. I did this one time with, because I have a physical pain from an injury where I was at athletic and did a lot of dance back in the day. And so I had all these stress fractures and all that stuff. Well, you know, that foot is there and that joint has an issue, but the joint, you know what? It's great. I now run, which, you know, I didn't think I could do. I still do whatever I want. And I got to the point where I said, I am not taking anything for this anymore because we're going to the energy of it. And now if I feel it, if it wants to act up, I just go, okay, let's talk about this. I know it sounds like I'm talking to my foot, but it's like, let's talk about this. Let's work out the energy that's causing you to flare up. Let's work with that. So yes, energy healing. This is energy healing. That's what it is. And it works better than anything I've ever tried to take before, I'm going to tell you. And I mean, we're talking back in the day, at one point they had all this stuff on my counter. I'm like, no, no more of this. No more. It was the best thing I ever did for myself. That's what I chose to do for me. I chose to claim my power back and do something about it energetically. That has always worked for me quicker than anything. And I've seen it with other people that are doing it. My clients that are using it are doing it, even when they're going through a major thing like cancer treatment or something else. I'm seeing it. You can do it in tandem with that. But you can choose to change that mindset and send energy to every cell in your body that will help support it in a healthier way. You can help it. I mean, it's unbelievable what it can do. I mean, sometimes I'm speechless, literally. I know that you're right. Yeah, right, Jen. You talk all the time. On the radio, we have to. We have to. No dead airspace. But this is incredible information that can help you thrive. it can help release the drain. There's no reason to be drained unless you're just allowing it to stay on you. It might mean that you have to make some major choices in life. You may have to do some major change-ups. You may have to move. You may have to change relationships. You may have to just decide to have a relationship with yourself and self and stop avoiding what's really right for you. That's really the first step. You may have to, you know, move away. I don't know. You may have to change jobs. Those are big, major physical events, but start inside and really get to know who you are and what you need and what's making you feel better, what's making you feel worse, and pay attention to those little nuances that shift. You can start with gentle things, but just pay attention to that. Pay attention to that. I listen to my body on what I want to eat now. I'm not worried about, you know, if I look at something and it's craving something, it's like, no, I'm not going to worry about weight gain. There is no reason to worry about that unless you're claiming that problem. So don't claim that problem. And I don't want to claim any pain in my body. I don't want to claim unhappiness. I'm claiming happiness. I am happy, and I want you to be happy too. I want you to thrive. I want you to feel free from what holds you back. And I hope that this show has encouraged you. And don't hesitate to ask. Don't hesitate to write me if you have a question. If you listen to this on a podcast archive, write me over at jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. Sign up for the newsletter. We give away free gifts on the newsletter when you sign up. And let me know how you're doing. We're going to put up a project page for this. We're definitely going to do this because we're working on how to apply all of this intention to changing our lives and thriving. Let's do this. We've got the energy of the universe to help us. We have the angels to help us. You have your spirit guides to help you. We have each other to help ourselves and one another. I want to send everyone a lot of love. I'm sending a big burst of the energy I have. I just got wound up doing this one today. Obviously, this was an important one to do, and I couldn't be happier that I have that privilege to be able to deliver that to you. It's a great honor to be here for you in broadcasting. I'm sending out big bursts of love, light, lots of energy to help you thrive and power on in your life. I wish you the best. And we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.